弟兄平安，
平安。
今
天早晨是非常危险的一个早晨。
This is a hazardous morning.
其实呢，一个真正的下大雪天呢，人有防备，其实呢，倒不是那么危险。
Usually in a big snow, we are prepared for it.
今天早上看起来都很正常。
Everything looks normal this morning.
但是你要真走在路上的时候呢，你发现非常的滑。
But once you walk on this road, you know it's very different.
今天早上我一早起来，大概八点钟不到出门的时候，到车上去取东西。
I wake up around eight.
结果一出门就一个跟头。
I slip right away when I walk out the door.
头上出了个鸡蛋大的一个包。
Now I have a lawnmower on the top of my head.
他告诉我今天非常危险。
That's why I say today is a dangerous day.
我立刻发了个通知说，今天路滑，请小心驾驶，小心行走。
So I send out email to everybody. Be very careful on road today.
那今天早晨本来呢，我是有两个小时，因为我平常比较忙，所以呢有一些那个在下面微信基督教会，我就讲了，我想呢今天呢是一鱼两吃，一趟一个吹鼓 ，one trip two church。
I will go visit two church this morning, one in Westchester。
但没有想到呢，今天早晨87号公路很堵车，我想走一个小卡，然后走到那个潘山那条那个路去，结果呢有15辆车相撞。
I was on 87, but I want to get the shortcut for the whole night, but there's a 15 car pile up this morning there, night up.
我堵在那里有一个半小时不得出来。
I was stuck there for an hour and a half.
大家会无辜说我今天去不了了。
I won't be able to get here today.
然后我就退回来，从九当中，然后绕到87，然后才到这边来。
So when I went back to 87, I was able to come here.
那我今天讲的题目就是服事和圣洁。
I want to talk about our service and holiness.
大家应该最近知道，在华人教会里边，最近都已经不是有一件事情呢传得沸沸扬扬。
You probably heard some rumor among Christian Chinese church today.
有一位在中国教会非常有影响力的牧师。
They are very influential pastor in one of the Chinese church.
最近因为一件事情，在网络上吵得沸沸扬扬。
They run into a big debate or big quarrel on internet.
你们也许知道，你们也许不知道，这个并不重要。
Whether you know or not, that's not important.
总之，这件事情呢，给中国教会带来很大的困扰。
This bring a big puzzle or big distress for the Chinese church.
那很多人出来就开始指责这个牧师。
So many people come out to accuse this pastor.
批评这个牧师。
They criticize him.
也有人出来为这个牧师来辩解。
Also some people speak up on behalf of the pastor.
那我对我的会友说，人非圣贤，焉能无过。
So I told my congregation, who is without fault?
我们今天呢，不要落井投石。
We should not
throw
stone when somebody is down.
但是呢，我们应该在这件事情上面呢，我们来反省，来自省，免得我们也要跌倒。
We should always examine ourselves, lest we ourselves fall.
那这个题目是我今天呢，也是临时啊，就是之前呢，我给那个梁静临时改变的，我今。和这件事情和这个是有关系，我们一起来学习，来分享。
So I have a slight change on my topic this morning.
我们一起来读段圣经好吗？
请。Let's read a verse right now.
在大户人家，不但有金器银器，也有富器法器，有作为贵重的，有作为卑贱的。人若自己脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。但这里讲的一个大户人家有很多不同的器皿。
He talk about in the host, there are many different vessels.
那么什么是贵重的呢
？Some noble.
那人说，那金器是贵重的。
Silver and gold.
中国人很喜欢黄金。
Chinese really preferred goal.
有一次我参加一个温州教会一个姐妹的，她有一个男孩子呢过满月。
I went to a celebration for the window church, in the window church.
很大的一个 party.
Big party.
对，那个宝宝抱出来的时候呢，每个人呢都给他们挂金项链。
When the baby come out, everybody put gold necklace on the baby.
那么小的婴孩脖子这么细，挂了那么多黄金的孩子脖子站不起来。然后手上呢也是那个金链。
And he said the bracelet, gold bracelet on his hand.
我觉得这个孩子好可怜。
I thought it's so miserable for the kid.
我们中国人都很喜欢黄金。
We all love gold.
在这里说呢，有金器、银器，有木器、瓦器，但是真正作为一个贵重的器皿呢，不在乎材质，而在乎你是否洁净。
They are noble vessels, they are shameful vessels, but it's not the material that is made of. It's whether it's suitable for master's use.
在神的家里边
in God's family,
既有很多不同的器皿。
They are indeed many different vessels.
那我们的学识，我们的恩赐，我们的才干呢，好像把我们分成三六九等。
Very often our education, our intelligence seems to divide us into different categories.
哎，比如说，肖牧师又能讲道，又能解经，你是金器。
The pastor shall be, you can speak, and you are good education, you are a golden vessel.
那梁弟兄在没有牧师的情况下，就是带领一个教会，也是很不简单，你是银器。
Mr. Liang, who is helping out the church, he is a silver vessel.
很多时候我们就把这种才干、经验、一个职分呢，当成衡量你我的一个标准。
Very often we use our ability, our intelligence to divide the different vessels.
我告诉你错了。
I tell you this.
在神眼中不在乎你年龄大小、恩赐多少。
In God's eye, it's not on your intelligence or your ability.
而在乎你是不是有一个圣洁的生活，一个跟随主的生命。
Whether your life is a holy a life that follows God.
这个好像不动了，往前走一下。是不是太远的缘故？嗯。
叫我们那些姐妹吧。
好的，这你你要要提醒他吧，我可能我
这个距离
太久，换一个电池，
换电池哈，这电池不够啊哈，
微单的
电池。在圣经里边，你知道这个圣洁呢有一个特别的有意义。
You know, in the Bible, holiness has a very special meaning.
什么是圣洁呢
？What is holiness？
那我们想到一个人，洁白无瑕。
When you think of someone who is very pure,
这个人呢好像是德高望重。
When he is very respected,
我穿着整齐。
When he is well dressed,
或者道貌岸然。
When he is very sure,
其实呢，这都不是圣经里边关于圣洁的意义。
But these are not the definition expressed in the Bible.
什么是圣洁呢
？So what is holy?
圣洁就是被分别出来。
A holiness, somebody who is separated.
大家记得亚伯拉罕当时在乌尔这个地方。
When Abraham was in the land of Ur,
我以前我记得在你们教会讲过，乌尔在当时是一个非常发达、文明、昌盛的地方。
Ur is a time of the great metropolitan area in Asia.
当时神说 ，Abraham 你出来，亚伯兰你出来。
After Abraham he come out,
当时呢他就出来。
And he followed God.
他出来之后呢，他经过幼发拉底河，就过了河，然后走到神要指示地方去。
He crossed the river, traveled to the place where God told him to go.
所以希伯来人、希伯来文、希伯来的意思就是过河的人。
The Hebrew is people who cross the river.
你从一个充满偶像、一个邪恶地方，今天你过河了，有一个新的生命。
You cross the river from a place where the place is full of idols. You cross the river.
所以在圣经里边呢，跨越河流呢，往往是一个新的生命的开始。
Very often in the Bible, to cross the river represents the beginning of a new life.
我问大家，当犹太人、以色列人他们在埃及做奴隶400年的时候，当他们离开埃及的时候，他们有没有过水？有没有过河？
You remember when Israel was slaved in Egypt for 400 years, afterwards, do they cross the river?
他们过红海。
Indeed, they crossed the Red Sea.
过了红海之后，他们离开为奴之地，分别成一个新的一个族群。
After they crossed the river, they leave the land of slavery to start a new life.
那他们在旷野里边40年的漂流，终有一天他们过河了，进到迦南地。请问这是什么河？约旦河。
After 40 years wandering in the wilderness, again they crossed the river Jordan to come to the promised.
对，神在我生命当中常常要我们成为一个过河的人。
That's why in Bible God often calls us to cross the river.
就是分别出来。
To separate.
请问你们过过河没有？
Have you crossed the river?
什么时候过河？
When did you cross the river?
当你们受洗的时候。
When you baptize.
所以在受洗，当我们握在水里边，当我们洁净的时候，你的过去就沉在水里边，不再被纪念。你是一个过河的人。
When you are baptized, when you submit to submerge.It represents a process of crossing the river.
所以保罗说，旧事已过，都成新的。
That's why Paul said, all things are passed away, and then everything is new.
我们对旁边你受过洗礼说，你是过河的人。
Tell your neighbor that you have crossed the river.
已经过了，过了。
但是很可惜。
But unfortunately.
在我们人生的道路当中，很多基督徒了，我们过了河，怎么样，又翻过去，重新走过去的路。
Very often, unfortunately, many often, many Christians go back, cross the river back again.
所以很多人原本可以被神大大使用。
Very often, we were to be used by God.
结果呢，很可惜，半路出局。
Unfortunately, we backed out halfway.
那今天呢，我和大家讲一个旧约的故事。
I want you to tell you a story from the Old Testament.
就讲到圣洁生活的重要。
It will point out the importance of living holy life.
当一个人信主之后
，When you become a Christian,
常常会问神一件事情，请问神，做什么事情你最喜悦
？What kind of thing please out the most?
是传福音吗
？Is that sharing the gospel?
是祷告吗？是服侍吗？是奉献吗？那都不是。
Not all of these.
这都很重要，都很好。但是在神眼中，一个真正的好的服侍被神悦纳的，是有一个圣洁的生活。
These are all important, but the most important to God's eye is to live a holy life.
换句话说，神看你比看你的工作更为重要。
In other words, God sees you more important than what you can.
这和今天价值观是相反。今天你不管是什么人，只要你能够帮老板赚钱，你就是一个能人。
Contrary to what is valuable in the world sees what you can do, not who you are.
这邓小平说，白毛黑毛，抓着老鼠就是好猫。
That's why Mr. Trump says, the white cat or the black cat.
这是世界的价值观。
This is the world's value system.
哎，能看得见吗？那个经文能不能看得见？我慢慢来读，好好听。以色列人就行耶和华眼中为恶的事，耶和华将他们交在以色列人手中40年。那时有一个波拉人，是属但族的，名叫拉亚，他的妻不怀孕，不生育。耶和华指示了向拿巴夫人显现，对他说：“向来你不怀孕，不生育，如今你必怀孕，生一个儿子。”所以你当谨慎，清酒就不可喝，一切不洁之物也不可吃。你必怀孕生一个儿子，不可用剃头刀剃他的头，因这孩子一出胎就归上帝做拿西尔人，他必起手拯救以色列人脱离非利士人的手。妇人就回去对他丈夫说：“有一个神人到我面前来，他的相貌如上帝使者的相貌，甚是可畏。”我没有问他从哪里来，也没有将他的名告诉我，却对我说：“你要怀孕生一个儿子，所以清酒就都不可喝，一切不洁之物也不可吃，因为这孩子从出胎直到死，必归上帝做拿西尔人。”
见的。
哦，对，好，那后面没有了啊。那这段经文呢，就讲到在《诗诗记》里边一个非常出名的故事。
This is a well-known story in the book of Judges.
那新世纪呢，在圣经里边是一个黑暗的时期。
The judges in the time of the darkness in the in.
为什么这样讲呢
？Why is that？
当以色列民高高兴兴过了河
，After Jewish they cross the river in joy，
到了迦南地
，They come to the promised land，
他们分土地。
建立家业 home,
原本可以过一个得胜的生活
look for a victorious life,
但他们却慢慢忘记了上帝的教导
gradually, God,
偏行己路
they do whatever they want.
就当人离开神的时候
Once people do begin to leave God,
神有时候会兴起困难兴起敌人来管教他的儿女就那个时候呢，以色列呢就被交在外邦外族人的手中。所以以色列人就哭嚎求告神。
They cry out to God.
所以神就派一个士师，兴起一个士师，因为当时的首领呢起来，让以色列能够征战得胜。
So God raised a judge to rescue them.
所以以色列呢又开始过好日子。
So gradually the life becomes better again.
但是好久不长。
But it doesn't last long.
没多久之后的以色列又开始重归旧路。
In a short time, they go back to their old way.
背逆拜偶像。
Rebellious, they worship idols.
因神呢又把他交到外族人手里边。
Again, God put them in the hand of their enemy.
所以周而复始，几百年间是一个非常惨痛的事情。
Back and forth, it happened to them.
那这个时代呢，就正好是这个参孙出生的一个时代。
This is when the time Samson was born.
参孙在当时呢，他是以色列兴起一个本来应该打败非利士一个英雄。
God raised this hero of Jews to defeat the enemy.
他出生很特别。
His birth was very unusual.
他的爸爸妈妈啊，虽然结婚，但是没有孩子。
His parents married for a long time, but without any children.
神说我要赐你一个儿子
the angel told him her, that
他要归神做拿西尔人
he going to be separated
拿西尔什么意思呢就是和神有一个特别缔约的
someone who made a covenant with God
那保罗也暂时做过拿西尔人
Paul was such a person
做拿西尔人有三个特别的一个约教守定
There are three covenants they keep with God
第一个清酒浓酒都不可喝
They abstain from any alcoholic beverage
甚至一些葡萄的制品也不可以吃
Even anything that has that was wine
第二个呢不能够摸死尸
They should not touch any dead body
换句话那个时候呢他不可以吃肉
They should not eat any meat.
第三呢，不可以剪头发。
They should not cut their hair.
从生下到死去，头发一直留着。
They should never cut their hair.
在纽约可以看到很多有些锡克教的人、印度人呢，他们从小就完全不剪头发，所以人越大头越大，都盘起来。
Some of Hindu religion they also have that kind of practice, not cutting any of their hair.
请问不喝酒不吃肉不剪头发真这么重要吗
Are these abstaining from alcoholic drink and meat and not cutting hair Yeah, these very important things
其实这些都不重要
Actually these are not really that
为什么要做这三件事
But why do they have to do these
神只有一个心意
God has a will for them
我就让你和别人不一样还被分别出来
I want you to separate you from other people
请问今天我们每一个基督徒是不是拿西尔人
Are we all Nazarene?
是不是
Are we?
Yes, 是的
We are
所以我们喝点小酒
We drink
our 虽然我们天天吃肉
we,
啊，虽然我们每个月剪头发但是我们是拿西尔人
But still we are Nazarene even though
因为我们和神有一个约定
Because there's a covenant between us and God also
就要过一个洁净的生活
We want to live a life.
所以这就是今天神把我们拯救出来，那是最重要的心意和原因。
One of the most important will God has for us is.
所以当参孙长大之后呢，果然呢，英勇无比。
So after Samson grew up, indeed he became a brave hero.
他是全圣经当中最有力的一个人。
He one of the mightiest men in the Bible.
他所有的，我给你举个例子。
Let me give you a couple example.
他去敌人的那边，把他们的城墙、他们的城门，连门框都被人跑了。
And when he came to a castle, he took their door, the gate away.
不是这个门，是城墙的城门，连城连那个那个门框都被走了。
And now he only break down the castle gate. He took the whole gate with him.
所以神大大的，就是一个给这个太太有力量。他本来可以成为一个制服非利士人英雄。
God gave him great strength to conquer his enemy.
但是很可惜。
But unfortunately,
这位被神分别出来的拿西尔人
，this Nazarene who was separated for God,
因为向往非利士的文化。
Because he longed for the Philistine culture.
慢慢的就失去他被分别那个身份，就堕落了。
He became not so separated.
什么是非利士人？我记得我在里面讲过。
What are Philistine culture?
非利士他不是原本在迦南的民族，不是的。
Philistine are not the native of the land.
他几乎同时和以色列人进入迦南。
They move into the land of Canaan about the same time as the Israel.
以色列是从旷野进来的。
They come, well, Israel come through.
非利士人是从北边过来的。
They come down from the north.
还透过爱琴海从欧洲过来的。
They went through the Mediterranean Sea and come down to.
非利士人，他们是高鼻、深目、蓝眼睛、黄头发。
These are Caucasian race, the blue eye and big nose.
在当时呢，他们掌握。全世界最发达的文化
，They were the most admired culture at the time。
别的民族用石器，用铜器，他们用的是铁器。
Other people use pottery, but these culture they use iron。
你记得哥利亚吗
？You remember
大卫面对那个巨人吗
？You remember Goliath？
他就是非利士的一个将领。
He's one of the Philistines。
所以那时候说，在大卫的时代，整个以色列当中没有铁匠。
So at that time, the time of David, there's no iron worker in Israel.
所以大卫上阵的时候，只有扫罗这个盔甲可以穿，没有第二件可以穿。
There's only one armor for David that belongs to Saul.
那这个参军的属于但族的，当然，但他就在靠近。北边靠近平原那个地方是十二支派的一派的。
Samson come from one of the tribes in Israel.
他非常靠近廷拿这个地方。
He lived near廷拿。
这个地方呢是非利士一个非常繁华的城市。
Lived near the prosperous city of Philistine.
所以创世纪说那个地方呢有很多的妓女。
There were a lot of prostitutes there.
结果参孙呢就恋慕当地的女。
Samson fall in love one of the girls.
和外族的女子通婚不算。
He began to interact with the Gentiles.
和常常怎么样？和那些非利士的女子呢，就是眉来眼去。
So he have a lot of relationship with them.
就他遇到一个女子呢，叫大力拉。
There's a girl called Delilah.
很好记，就是大力拉他大力拉。这个女子呢，第一个是个美女。
She's a beautiful woman.
第二个呢，她是一个间谍。
She's also a spy for the Philistines.
第三，她是个妓女。
She's also a prostitute.
她透过这个和参孙交往的过程当中
，from her relationship with Samson，
她要窃取参孙为什么如此力大无比的秘密。
He wants to find the secret of Samson's great strength.
然后参孙也不是傻瓜。
So Samson is not a fool either.
当他我就缠他问秘密的时候，参孙起敷衍了事，不告诉他真相。
So every time she tried to probe him for the answers, Samson joked with her.
但最后他耐不住这个大力拉这个纠缠。
He cannot stand the constant nagging by the liar.
他说我力量的来在哪里呢？就是我的头发，如果头发掉掉了，我就没有力量。
He finally confessed the liar. The source of my strength is from my head.
结果大力拉知道秘密之后呢，立刻怎么样？发送短信出去。
The liar realized she sent out a message.
所以飞进来之后呢，立刻把他头发绞掉。
they come and have all the good.
贪嗔犯立刻变成一个犯人。
By the way, they could become an ordinary man.
所以菲利士人抓住他。
They were able to catch him, 捆绑他，他一毛，
把他两个眼睛挖掉。
They pull out his eyes.
让他怎么样？在菲利士人庙当中推磨，就是磨面的推磨。
Then he become a slave laborer in the temple of the first man.
哎，中国古代才能说驴推磨的时候把眼睛怎么蒙起来？
就是那个当地人民靠一下，
贪嗔不用蒙面，因为他眼睛瞎了。
然后人民靠一下，就没蒙蒙蒙面就靠不了。
请问贪嗔为何失去力量？你们告诉我。
Tell me why is Tanson lose his strength？
是因为丢失头发吗
？Because he lost his hair？
不是
，Not quite。
好多人以为贪嗔失败是因为头发被绞掉了。
Many people think because his hair got cut off, that's why he has no more strength. That is not the reason.
而是他失去和上帝的约定。
Because he lost the covenant with God.
他在一个宴会上面，他喝了很多酒。
In that covenant, he drank.
他那个朋友在那个宴会上面饮酒不停。
I'm sure he drank a lot of wine.
他有一个没有干那个驴腮骨，那个驴就脸很长，那个骨头呢还没有干，那是死尸，然后打死一千个菲律宾人。
With a jawbone of a donkey, he killed 1,000 Philistines.
换句话说，他跟上帝的约定里面一个一个都破除了。
In gradually, one by one, he break all his covenant with God.
头发只是压倒他最后的一颗稻草。
Covenant is the break the losing of his hair is just the last thing of the serial.
所以看到贪嗔所面对当时的情况和我们今天一样。
You can see that Samson is facing situation actually very similar to ours.
今天神希望基督徒能够出来起来见证神的荣耀，不被今天的世界和文化所征服。
Today God also wants us to come out and be separate from the world.
但很多时候呢。我们却被今天的文化俘虏了、掳掠了。
But in the same way, we too are captured by the culture of our day.
你要知道，在当时那个时代，菲利士文化是高过犹大和这个以色列文化。
You know, during the time, that time, Philistine culture is way higher, way developed than the Jewish culture.
在教会历史里面
，in the church history,
在中世纪虽然那个时代黑暗，但是那个时候的。教会的文化远远高于世界的文化。
Even in the time of the Middle Age, the culture in the church is way ahead of the society.
今天恰恰相反。
But today is just the opposite.
文化的利器不是掌握在神和他的儿女手里面。
Today the influence of the culture is not in the hand of.
而是掌握在世界的手里。
But in the hand of the world.
在上个星期我们纽约教会总部开会的时候，有牧师说，啊，这个王都太邪恶了，要封杀我们，拒绝使用。
Last week we have a meeting, some of us say let's not use the
网络
，internet, because it's all overwhelmed with the world's culture.
我说错了，不是。
I said you are wrong.
今天网络被世界所使用。
Today, the internet was permeated with the world culture.
不是网络的错。
It's not the fault of the.
而是我们丢弃了这个文化的东西。
Because the Christian has lost out.
自己看，当一个人原本要被神使用的
，when we are to be used by God，
在他失去和上帝约定的时候
，but he lost the covenant with God，
他就失去服侍的力量。
He lost the strength to serve God.
那请问，今天我们作为这个时代的哪些人
？As we are last people today，
我们如何过一个圣洁的生活
？How do we live a life of holiness？
有三个方面我们可以去尝试。
There are three aspects that we have to try。
第一个是靠着圣灵的大能。
We're going to depend on the strength of the Holy Spirit。
你知道圣灵，它是帮助我们明白上帝旨意，指引我们走前面道路最重要的一位。
You know, Holy Spirit is the one who will lead us into all truth.
所以今天，当你面对试探的时候
，When you are still facing temptation，
求神让怎么样，常常被圣灵充满。
Pray. pray that God will fill you with the Holy Spirit.
能够辨认这个世代的显露。
So you can see the distinguish what is.
然后呢，不被世代的风气所左右。
You will not be controlled by the culture of our society.
第二
，secondly，
你要做贵族的器皿。
You want to be a noble vessel.
你今天你是贵族的器皿。
Are you a noble vessel?
你被谁使用很好。
You want to be used by God.
但是你若不自省、不自洁的话，可能明天就被神弃用。
But if you don't cleanse your soul, you may not be used by God tomorrow.
我们知道在美国过去历史里边有很多被神大大使用的一些牧者、一些电视布道家，影响整个时代的人。
We saw so many evangelists in U.S. today that are used mightily by God before.
但是因为没有自洁。
Because they don't keep themselves holy.
一刹那之间力量尽失，完全失去服侍主的力量。
In a moment's time, they lost their strength to serve God.
所以没有人能够在试探面前来夸口。
Nobody can boast in front of temptation.
我记得我年轻的时候。
When I was young.
那时候我在北京的时候，那时候有的时候有很多小偷。
There are many thieves in Beijing where I live.
有一次呢，我就看见几个小偷呢在偷一个人的钱。
One time I witnessed a thief stealing.
当有个消息，我过去，我看他能偷到我的钱吗？当时我以为我比他厉害。
I thought I'm very wise. So I walked by the guy.
我穿着大衣。
I wear a big jacket.
哎，我就站在那个地方呢，正好是一个排队买东西，一个队人不多。
There's a line there waiting.
我就想说他。握钱的时候，我一把就抓住他。
I thought I'm going to grab him, and he tried to pick up.
结果呢，我很迟钝，知道吗
？I was so slow.
我太太看着那个人就进去伸到口袋里边，我都不知觉。
Even when my wife saw that the guy put his hand in my pocket, I was not aware.
把钱拿走了，我还站在那边等人来偷我。
I was still waiting for him to put his hand in my pocket. He already did.
后来我太太喊我，你钱丢了，丢了。我说没有啊。一摸不见了。
He already.
对，很多时候我们以为我们很警觉，我们怎么可以来得胜？
Very often we feel we are sharp, we can overcome.
但是呢，有时候仇敌比你更厉害。
Very often our enemy is even more capable.
就今天早晨一样，
真的
看起来不滑，
Everything looks
也没有雪，
I don't see any snow.
你再走上去的时候呢，就危险异常。
The moment you step on, you are in danger.
所以我觉得今天。教会里边，我们需要讲一种圣洁的文化。
That's why today in our church we must talk about holiness.
这样今天在很多教会里边谈这个主题呢是不受欢迎的。
Although this is not a popular topic in the church.
其实这个呢太古板了。
This is too old.
但是我告诉你，这是今天需要再三讲的一个主题。
But this is what is needed in the church.
若神把你拯救了，宝血买赎了，你生命转变了，
Your life has changed.
你仍然回到老子时候呢，神的救赎对你没有任何意义。
If you go back to your old way of life, God's salvation has not done that much good.
这是今天我特别向每位弟兄姐妹发出挑战。
That's why I challenge everyone today.
因为在过去。在很长的一段教会历史里边
，All throughout the church history，
非常注重悔改的文化。
We talk about repentance。
有你信主的时候，牧师问你，你悔改了没有
？When you say you want to believe, the pastor asks you, "Do have you repent?"
我们要做很长的关于悔改的祷告。
We pray to repent of our.
但今天
，But today，
很多教会信主不需要这个。
Very often we come to the church and we believe we don't need to repent.
我在布道会上边，我们一举手就信主了。
All you have to do is raise your hand and you believe.
我们病得医就信主了。
You raise your hand.
我们听诗歌很感动，我们就信主了。
We are touched by the healing.
我们叫很多朋友在里面，我们就信主了。
We are praying in the church, we become a believer.
你明白吗？我们信主当中缺乏一个悔改那个好有那个点。
You must have a repentance in that process.
在信主之后，是我们在美好生活当中怎么样？就是好像在添一些装饰而已，锦上添花而已。 我们信主好像是不对，本来就很好，再添一点装饰而已，并没有真正的改变。
We were already pretty good before we become a believer. That is just making us better.
但这却从来不是圣经所教导。
But this is not what is taught in the Bible.
所以今天向牧师讲这篇道啊，我是向你们讲，是对我自己讲。
I want to remind you, also remind myself.
越是服侍主时间久的。
The longer you serve God,
越是服侍主，好像有果效的。
The one who are effective in your service,
你要越发谨慎。
You must be very careful.
因为很多时候的仇敌也借着各种的方法，让你不能继续来服侍。
Because our enemy try to hinder you, stop you from going forward.
第三，要为主而活。
We must live for God.
在哥林多前书六章十九到二十节这样说：
你不过个人眼睛，
岂不知你的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？
Do you know your body is the temple?
这是灵是从神而来
，That comes from God，
住在你们里头的
，It dwells within you，
并且你们不是自己的人
，You no longer belong，
因为你们是用重价买来的
，You are redeemed with a high price，
所以要在你的身子上荣耀神
，So you must glorify God in your body。
但哥林多教会是一个充满问题的教会。
Corinthian church is a church full of problems.
那教会里面有很多的争执。
There were quarrels in the church.
那教会里有很多的一些不好的事情。
Many bad things happened in that church.
在教会里面呢，是有很多淫乱的事情。
There's adultery in the church.
甚至说呢，他们教会里面有人娶了自己的继母。
Yeah, a person who married the stepmother.
对保罗说。
The Paul said to them,
你们很有仁慈
you are a gift,
你们很有爱心
you have
你们很有见识
you have insight.
但是你们若失去了一个圣洁的生活就不能被神来使
用 you.
所以我们是圣灵的殿
We are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵住在我们里面
The Holy Spirit lives within us.
今天我想这个时代是比过去任何时代呢，我们都顾惜自己的时代。
This is the time where everybody cares for himself.
我们吃最新鲜的。
We want to eat fresh food.
我们吃最健康的。
We want to eat healthy.
很多人说你要吃好点啊，因为你是圣，你的身体是圣灵的殿。
You want to eat well because you are the temple, the Holy Spirit.
那以前啊，我记得很多年前啊，我买了一次，我跟你讲，我买了一次木耳。我后来泡了水之后呢，木耳全是黑水。从此之后呢，我就不买那个牌子的木耳了。
One time I buy some Chinese herbal stuff, the water was so dirty, I never buy that again.
后来大陆有很多的这个食品是假的啊，或者是次脏，反正不敢买大陆的东西。
And I began to afraid to buy anything from China.
那后来发现台湾的也不可以买了。
And eventually I find out I cannot buy anything from Taiwan either.
我发现台湾还有好多的食品，也是有很多安全的问题。
There are many health issues with the food.
现在好像都买韩国的。
Now we all go buy myself.
我告诉你，在韩国你也不能买了。
Before you know, there will be problems from food from Korea.
或者说，今天很多地方都有污染。
Because there are pollution everywhere.
我们吃饭啊，还可以选择商店。
We can still pick the restaurant.
买不同的国家的，买不同的产品的。
We can still pick the source of where we want to buy the food from.
但今天你生活在这个时代里面，你没有选择。
In your life, living in the society, you simply have no choice.
所以我们属灵生命每天都在危险当中，你相信吗
？That's why our spiritual life is constantly under threat.
所以我鼓励大家。
I encourage you.
当我们面对每天这样一种生活挑战的时候
，As we face the challenge of everyday life,
你也不要惧怕，你不要灰心。
Don't be fearful, don't be discouraged.
因为神必与你同在。
God will be with you.
你每天靠神的帮助你
，through the power of Holy Spirit，
按着神的话去行
，by His word
来分辨
，we're going to be able to tell the difference.
你必站立得稳，阿门。
You will stand steady.
哎，差不多半个月来，我就接了好多好多听姐的电话。
Couple weeks, I see so many phone calls from people from the church.
就是问到最近在华人教会里边发生一个非常也是震动的事情。
Because of incident that happened among the Chinese church.
那我知道有一些教会牧者呢也发了信。
And I actually somebody email was sent out by the pastors.
都值得批评的。
They criticize each other.
我说今天其实是我们应当自我反省的时候。
But today is the day we have to look at ourselves.
巴不得我们这间教会。
Today I wish that our church
能够在这个世代能够站立的稳。
That we can stand firm in society.
巴不得我们的华人教会。
That we can be among the Chinese.
今天这个世界。
In this society,
不是被打倒
we are not a defeated,
而是更加谨慎地站在神的当中
Now we stand firmly in God,
做一个真正的拿西尔人
We can be a true Nazarene
你我是跟神立约的
We are someone who make covenant with God
神要保守你在这个时代成为与众不同的人
I will keep you separate from the world
这才是圣洁真正的
That is the true meaning of holiness.
Amen.
Amen.
我们一起来祷告。赵面来你面前，我们再次承认说，我们是软弱的。
Father, we come before you and announce we are weak.
这个时代充满了很多的诱惑。
Yeah, the world is full of temptation.
也充满很多的挑战。
Full of challenge.
很多撒旦仇敌就借着各种的诱惑，使他儿女跌倒。
Our enemy through many different ways try to trip us.
让我们偏行己路
So that we can walk, leave the path that you have for us.
今天我们在两段圣经当中
From this scripture that we read,
我们知道你的本意就要能够分别出来与众不同
We know you want us to be separate.
虽然世界黑暗
Even though the world is dark.
但你叫你保守你的儿女远离一切的诱惑
We save us, you save us from temptation.
那么现在就面前再次反省说主啊就求助你来保守我们的心
Father we ask you to keep our heart safe
让一生走在这种道路上
So that we walk on the path that you have for us
我们若有软弱的地方
When we are weak
就主亲自来扶持
We ask you to strengthen us
当我们受试探的时候
As we face temptation
有圣灵同在我们不得以站立得稳
Your Holy Spirit will strengthen us
祝福每位同工每位弟兄姐妹
brothers,
每个家庭
every family,
他的儿女
all children,
在这个时代能够站立得稳
how we can stand firmly,
谢谢我们的主
Father, we thank you.
我们将祷告
we
祈求
pray,
是奉主耶稣基督得胜的名
In Jesus' name we pray
Amen,
Amen.